con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a first great weekend in May. Yes, goodness, four in our hip pocket, and we're starting on number five of the year.
Yeah.
I have no idea how fast time goes by when at your age, Harold, but it's going by faster me, too.
Yeah, it really is.
Here at Texas Outdoor News, we try to explain a lot and share information to you all, but sometimes we just need to look to the experts and have them explain.
But we know them.
We do. And so to that end, upcoming will be the red snapper season.
See, like when people come to me and they say, what about the red snapper thing? I said, I don't know, but I know where to go.
Right. And the man.
Yes.
Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, teased him when we set this interview up and said, look, want to have you back on the show to give us the, state of the coast as he does each year. And we're going to let you explain the red snapper deal.
Good.
Robin will be talking about that as well as some other changes to our coastal fishery. We've got some news. We've got some updates. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. Plus, we'll give you the outdoor report. So it's a good show headed your way. Y'all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 15 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Well, you're a happy camper.
I was just, laughing about us kibitzing as we do and, when the mics are off and everybody's listening to our spots. But happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. I'm just thinking about Cinco de Mayo on Saturday. It's a weekend long of mariachis and margaritas and tequila shots and... just Lots of crazy partying that will be taking place this weekend. Be careful.
Well, there's so much of the Texas history involved there, too, so that's
sure.
cool.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's stuff going on, but May, so far, is kind of starting out kind of strange. As far as news.
I was going to say, you've been watching the news.
Yeah, as far as news goes. But we have had weather moving through and... you know, the state, and we will end up getting rainfall totals and what goes into various basins. But looks like it stretched pretty well across Texas as it moved out of West Texas and through the central part of the state. And, of course, now Southeast Texas is getting it on Saturday. So we'll see what happens. You know, we often mention that Texas is 97% privately owned.
And we also mention that we take care of it.
We do.
Yes.
We do. But the public land, and you hear these people that come in from other states going, well, back home, you know, this isn't like back home. I said, yeah, well, back home would fit, you know, in Northeast Texas, you know.
Yeah, right.
Earlier this month, the Conservation Fund transferred 8,169-acre parcel of the 12,376 acres Sabine Ranch in Jefferson County to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And Shan Tompkins did a really nice article on this back in his article of April 23rd that just recounts that. But it's just more public land, more opportunities. And then the Black Gap Wildlife Area, which is out – kind of on the little lobe that drops down in West Texas, uh-huh. you know, south of and east of Big Bend, has gotten bigger as well. And that is, you know, that's a purchase that Parks and Wildlife did. Coming up, there is going to be later this month on May 22nd and through the 24th, there's going to be some public hearings.
Okay.
And I know a lot of times our friends up the panhandle out in West Texas are going, oh, we're so far removed, you know. We're so far away from, you know, things. And you should be glad.
Okay.
But also, Parks and Wildlife is reaching out, and there's going to be a public hearing held in Amarillo on Tuesday, March 22nd at the Amarillo Civic Center. And then Wednesday, May 23rd at 2 p.m. in the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center. And the regular May public meeting that normally happens at Parks and Wildlife headquarters
mm-hmm.
will be held Thursday, May 24. So there's going to be 3 days up in the Panhandle area for folks to visit and provide comment and input to Parks and Wildlife. And if you don't speak up and say something, they're not going to know.
That's like, and if
you know, don't. I mean, there's no guarantees that they will follow our suggestion. But you need to speak up.
And if you don't vote, don't whine.
That's right.
I mean, it still gets back to that same old thing. Participate. There are opportunities out there.
Without question. Want to tip our hats because, you know, we talk about, and it's in the news all the time, about border security mm-hmm. on our southern border.
Right.
And let me tell you what. Our game wardens, the men and women that work the coast, they got their hands full.
Indeed, they do.
They got their hands full. I mean, because there are folks that are always coming across, and they have gone in recently, Operation Dragnet. Kind of a
dun,
throwback.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, okay.
Kind of a throwback. But a multi-agency inspection operation targeting illegal seafood trade resulted in issuance of 22 citations and 7 warnings, ranging from no retail truck dealer license to no fin fish license, no cash sale tickets, purchasing fish from unlicensed dealers, things of this nature. And all this does, it's like any other crime, is there has to be a source. There has to be an ultimate in market. And those
follow
that are,
the money?
Follow the money.
Right.
Yeah, but those that are doing, it wouldn't be profitable for them if there was not an in market.
Right.
And on Facebook this week, I saw where the game wardens had picked up about 52 or 62 big red snapper,
mm-hmm.
you know, that had been caught by illegals. And this is coming out of federal waters. When you talk about state waters mm-hmm. out to 9 nautical miles and then federal waters, hey, folks, you know, it all falls back on our game wardens. I don't know of any federal wardens. Have you ever run across a federal
no,
warden?
Have
you
not.
Been stopped?
Nope.
I hadn't either. I hadn't either.
Well, I don't get stopped for anything, though, because I have such an innocent face, so I thought I'd mention that.
And this is the fiction portion of Texas Outdoor News.
And by the way, as long as you're on subjects, I want to give our Raspberry Award to Vista Outdoors, announcing they're going to sell off all of their firearms manufacturing and ammunition manufacturing.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up. I was wondering because Savage Arms, what a great lineup.
What a fabulous lineup. Yeah, and, I mean, the value is amazing. And that 110 is just a classic, you know.
Affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Accuracy right out of the box.
That's correct.
I mean, out of the box.
Correct.
You know, their AccuTrigger that they came out with.
AccuStock now.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And you know, what's kind of
scary. And Federal ammunition, for goodness sake.
Oh, Federal. Federal for years was the premier, you know, ammunition.
That's right.
And you just kind of wonder.
Huh?
Who's going to pick it up?
Right.
And will they maintain or will they cut corners in order to help reduce the actual acquisition price, which is what happens.
Especially if you come in with you know, one of these big funds with the bean counters and just how can we milk it?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure would be nice to see Savage come to Texas.
Wouldn't it? Yeehaw.
I mean, some of our big players that are out there, you know?
Yeah. It would be.
Tillman Fertitta?
Yeah.
Does he need a firearm?
Why not? You know, add it to the portfolio.
Absolutely.
But, you know, like I say, it'll remain to see how this rings out. But And, of course, you know, they announced that right before the start of the NRA. Just perfect timing, too, guys. That's just swell. What, how much traffic you're going to get at your booth.
Yeah.
And what the attitude is going to be like. Yeah. You know, we'll have that next week, obviously.
The NRA convention, will have to do a wrap-up of that next week, you know, as to what the numbers and all are. But it's going on now at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas.
Let me fling this in. How about the kids' high school walkout supporting the Second Amendment? That made me squeal with glee, I tell you what.
You know, okay. you know.
No, you should be in class, but, you know.
Yeah. And you know, we give hell to the kids that walk out, you know, in opposition, you know. Going, get your butt back in school, you know. Well, quite honestly, for those that are walking out in favor, okay, heart's with you, but get your butt back in class. You know, you're goofing off. You're goofing off. That's all it is.
Well, but you got to remember, though, that student involvement gave us the 60s. Of course, if you remember it, you weren't there. If you remember.
And look how that turned out. Oh, my goodness. Crazy, crazy
get
time.
Your butt back in school. That's right.
Absolutely. You got some trips coming up? Where are you going?
Mexico City.
Yeah. Now, this is for the Masonic
The Shrine. We're going down. They have a phenomenal orthopedic hospital in Mexico City.
Okay.
Just amazing.
Right.
And this is an annual event with one of my offshoot groups, as it were. And it's wonderful to get down there. We take blankets and toys and stuff for the kids. We get a really nice program from the hospital elders, as it were, about their work, what they do, how they do it. And we get the whole tour of the hospital. So we're showing how they're treating the kids, how they're making the orthopedic devices, the replacement limbs, and so on and so on. It's quite a deal. They have a nice tented luncheon for us out on the grounds in front of the hospital, but it's really very inspiring.
Cool. Next weekend, I'll be back and forth between Houston as well as Aransas Pass. And for folks that are wondering what shape the Midcoast is, post-Harvey, make your way on down. The annual In the Water Rock the Dock Boat Show will take place at Redfish Bay Boathouse there in Con Brown Harbor. And, you know, I'll be there at the Texas Outdoors Journal booth. But you can come by and sea trial. Literally the boat of your dream.
Oh, that's
neat stuff. And the harbor master even waves the no wake zone. So,
that's cool. Drive before you buy. That's a good deal.
Get it on out and then run down the shrimp boat channel and, you know, whatever you need to
do. And that's exactly what town?
This is in Aransas Pass.
Oh, okay.
And if you want more information, go to redfishbayboathouse.com. Free parking. I don't believe there's an admission. It's been free every year.
How far is it from there to the boiling pot in Rockport?
Not far, because it's about 6 miles from Aransas Pass to Rockport, and maybe about a mile, about 6.5-7 miles.
Right,
you know,
okay.
And they will see me too.
You know.
Looking forward to it. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we've got the outdoor report. Plus, we'll find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
If Hurricane Harvey taught us anything, it's never underestimate the spirit of Texas. The spirit that inspired sponsors of the CCA Star Fishing Tournament to stand tall and donate over $1 million in prizes this year. So thanks to Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Evinrude, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Costa Sunglasses, Haney Boats, Mouty Boats, Shoalwater Boats, and Dargle Boats. So now you can continue to fish to win great prizes like Holly Clark.
I won the truck and the boat. And all my kids are like, oh, I can't believe you did that. I was like, that's right.
Or Colton Moran.
$25,000 scholarship? Wow, I should fish more often.
Or Aaron Stoltz.
CCA, love you, baby.
So, come on, the sponsors are here. The CCA Star Fishing Tournament is here. The spirit of Texas is here, and you should be here. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. Information available at participating Texas Ford dealers and startournament.org.
Shriners Hospitals for Children offers life-changing care to any child, regardless of the family's ability to pay. When you donate to Shriners Hospitals for Children, you send more than money. You send your love to the rescue. I should know. My name is Carrie Holmstrom, and without your donations, I might not be walking today. Change the life of a child and make a donation to Shriners Hospitals for Children. Call 1-800-241-GIFT. That's 1-800-241-4438. And send your love to the rescue now.
America's best-selling truck, 41 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 41 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 41 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. It's time for those best bets. What's coming up, Harold?
It's Pens Out, friends. Here it is. The Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday and Tuesday are two good days. Wednesday and Thursday climb to a best day rating. Friday slips to fair, with next Sunday plunging to poor. Next Sunday? Wait, that must be next Saturday. Yep. I see two Sundays here. Next Saturday is poor. Yeah. Then next Sunday's another good day. There we go. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be actively feeding from well before sunrise. Continue to feed until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise. Continue until late morning. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust. So expect game to be feeding from early morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning and continues until mid-afternoon. On Monday, May the 7th, the moon enters its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, as well as Monday and Tuesday, are a quartet of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Wednesday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Thursday through next Sunday are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows daily.
All right, on the coast, you know, this is a time of year when you really have some options as to where to fish and how productive things can be. Over at Calcasieu, Big Lake, talked to old reliable Captain Randy Foreman. Fishing, they're still dealing with some freshwater issues. They're dealing with winds, which we do this time of year. Things are running a little bit late, says Foreman. And but on the south end, catching some fish. Along the north revetment wall, there is he's been catching some fish. Pogies have shown up, but you still got the freshwater influx, and we'll see what the rains that we experience this week, what impact it has on the entire upper coast. Chocolate Bay and Bayou, that's been really good. South shoreline of East Galveston Bay has been productive. We've still got some water coming down Trinity and San Jacinto Rivers. And then East Matagorda, talked to Captain Tommy Koontz. His back surgery went well.
Ah.
Yes.
Good, good,
and
good.
He's on and not hurting and feeling good and is back on the water. And he's been catching some fish, wade fishing in West Matagorda. And he said the triple tail are starting to show
there
up.
There you go. Is that your new favorite? I know a couple of years ago he went, ooh, triple tail.
Yeah. it really is. Captain Nathan Bebout out of Sea Drift. Mm. He's really excited because he's had a theory about the different cycles of sea trout in the springtime.
Okay.
And he goes, everything that I assumed, you know, is coming to pass.
Ah.
And he's on some really good fish, and he's not having to go back into the real soft, muddy back lake areas.
Mm-hmm. Good.
The shoreline. So it's pretty neat. Good fishing there. Either side of the Corpus Christi Ship Channel, fish continue to expand, and fishing has been good around some of the spoil islands. Grass beds all the way down, either side of the JFK Causeway, all the way down from Pita Island, southward to the King Ranch shoreline. Baffin Rocks have had their moments. Land cut has been good. Again, it's had its moments. Port Mansfield has really showed its stuff this year with some excellent fish being caught. And out of Port Isabel, basically still along the west shoreline and South Bay, those are the two best. When the winds allow, around the old causeway has been productive.
Okay, well, heading to East Texas, Caddo. Black bass are good on Texas rig creature baits, hollow body frogs, and black buzz baits. Conroe. Crappie are good on minnows and chartreuse tube jigs. Lake of the Pines. Black bass are good on Texas rig craws, hollow body frogs, and swim jigs. White bass are good on slabs and minnows. Crappie are good on minnows also. Livingston. Black bass are good on watermelon red spinnerbaits and soft plastics. Crappie are good on minnows. Monticello, crappie are good on minnows there also. Big Lake Sam Rayburn, black bass are good on watermelon red trick worms, Senkos, and Carolina rig soft plastics on main lake flats. Toledo Bend, channel and blue cats are good on frozen shrimp, cut bait, and stinky bait. Athens, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, hollow body frogs, and buzz baits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Bass Drop, black bass are good on chartreuse, white soft plastics, and rattle traps. Belton, black bass are good on rattle traps and spinner baits. Channel and blue cats are good on shrimp and stink bait. Fayette, channel and blue cats are good on shrimp and shad. Palestine, crappie are good on minnows. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs. White bass are good on slabs also. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs and minnows. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows and chartreuse white tube jigs. Stillhouse, white bass are good on minnows and little fishies. Channel and blue cats are good on shrimp and stink bait. Tawakoni, crappie are good on the ever-popular minnows. Texoma, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, flukes, and medium crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows. Striped bass are good on slabs and minnows also. Whitney, black bass are good on green pumpkin spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and soft plastics. Catfish are good on live bait and frozen shrimp. Oh, and frozen shrimp.
And frozen shrimp.
End of sentence.
Heading to South Texas, Amistad Reservoir out Del Rio Way, where black bass are very good on chartreuse, soft plastic, spinnerbaits, swimbaits, and jigs. Striped bass are good on slabs, crankbaits, and jigging spoons. Crappie good on minnows. Our power plant lakes, Brawnig, striped bass are good on chicken livers and silver spoons. Redfish are good on live perch and tilapia. Ditto that for Calaveras. And at Coletta Creek, the channel and blue catfish has been the hot bite on live perch in 8 to 10 feet of water. Choke Canyon Reservoir, black bass are good on chartreuse, white spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and Carolina rig soft plastics. Brownwood, Harold bass are excellent on craw and shad-colored crankbaits, chartreuse, white rattle traps. And spinnerbaits fished in 4 to 10 feet of water. White bass are excellent minnows and jigs off of lighted docks at night in 1 to 8 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows. Lake Coleman, for you West Texas anglers, black bass are good on dark, soft plastics, worms, lizards, and spinnerbaits.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Austin, catfish are good on live bait and night crawlers. Buckhannon, black bass are good on white chartreuse spinnerbaits. Pumpkin chartreuse tailed quacky sticks, and soft jerk baits in 4 to 12 feet of water. Striped bass are good vertically jigging silver perk minnows in 25 to 35 feet. White bass are good on bleeding shiner tiny traps and live minnows in 15 to 25 feet of water. Channel cats are good on live bait. Canyon. Black bass are good on jerk baits, white terminator spinner baits, and pumpkin wacky sticks in 4 to 10 feet. Smallmouth bass are good on smoke red tubes and root beer curl tail grubs on ledges in 10 to 25 feet. LBJ, black bass are good on blue-white spinnerbaits, watermelon wacky sticks, and green pumpkin soft plastic jerkbaits. Crappie are good on blue tube jigs and live minnows. Channel cats are good on live bait. Lake Travis, black bass are good on smoked grubs and baby brush hogs. Crappie are good on minnows in 10 to 20 feet of water.
Before we leave our lakes, Harold, yes, and particularly the central Texas lakes, kind of interesting with Lake Austin. Well, let's start at Buchanan on the top end. Mm-hmm. About 2 1/3 feet low.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you come on to Canyon, about 4 feet low.
Okay.
All right. Then LBJ is a constant level, so discount that. But Travis, 13.5 feet, coming up 14 feet low.
Oh.
Okay. Be interesting to see, again, what runoff we may experience from the rains that we had,
right.
This week.
Right.
But on the hunting scene,
yes.
You want to go turkey hunting? You better hurry.
Oh.
Because, in the north zone, it's the only season that's open now.
Mm.
And it will close on May 13. Squirrel season, though. Have you been squirrel season? I mean, hunting.
Squirrel season.
Squirrel season. Have you been? Recently?
This year? No.
You know, I kind of get an itch to go into the piney woods and find an acorn bottom, hardwood bottom, and just see, what you did when you were a kid.
Yeah, you're right.
But squirrel season runs through May 31st, and the javelina season in the south zone through August 31. All right? You've been on or off-road?
I have been anywhere I wanted to darn well go. This is just an amazing vehicle if you got the money. The 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Track Hawk.
Okay.
Reed Hellcat. That's Jeep's version of the Hellcat, friends.
Okay.
So you got the Grand Cherokee, which is an amazing vehicle anyway. This one had a velvet red pearl coat, so it was a real cop magnet. Neat black interior, Laguna leather, performance seats. Ooh. 8-speed automatic transmission, all-wheel drive, the engine, 6.2-liter V8, supercharged, 707 horsepower.
Good grief.
Boy. Anyway, they also have supplemental front seat-mounted side airbags, by the way. Obviously, a lot of the safety stuff is necessary, and this is a performance vehicle. So, Bilstein competition suspension, active damping, Brembo yellow performance anti-lock brakes, lane sense, lane departure warning, electronic rear limited slip diff, quadra-track active on-demand four-wheel drives, really all-wheel, select track system, so you can do like rocks and mud and haul butt. You could even set it up for track. You can set it up for launching. Oh, my goodness. But it does have full-speed forward collision warning. 200-mile-per-hour primary speedometer because it will do it. If they're an SRT, they are not limited.
Really?
It's like the Vipers and the Hellcats and the Challengers and stuff like that.
I wish they'd do that in F-250.
That would be so cool. Heated steering wheel, heated front seats, ventilated front seats, heated second row seats, luxury Berber floor mats. I mean, the thing is neat. 20-inch forged polished wheels. All the good stuff, rear seat, dual screen, Blu-ray, DVD player, so you can watch the chase scene from the movie Bullet while your daddy is driving down the highway. High-performance audio, of course, special tires, the works. Now, here's the fun part. Okay, 11 miles per gallon in the city, 17 on the highway. Who cares? If you can afford it, because the base price is $85,900,
right.
And the one that I tested loaded was $99,965, not counting DTNL. So it's, but, they're selling all they can make because they ain't making many of them. But check, you go, hey, I want to have some fun and still go off-road. The 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk.
Before we bring Robin Rikers in, I got a question.
Mm.
On a vehicle like that,
yeah.
Are you running 87 octane or are you having to run the premium?
Oh, no, you better run the premium on it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You got to. Absolutely. Okay. It ain't good for the engine if you don't.
I got you. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking Red Snapper and all things coastal fishing. Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director Robin Rikers is on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
Hi, this is Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. And at the top of the program, we promise you that if we don't have the answers, if we don't understand, we know people that we can ask that do.
That's just right.
And coming up on June 1st, red snapper season will reopen.
Okay.
Beyond that, there's lots of questions.
Okay.
And the guy that has all the answers never fails us. Robin Riker is Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director. Robin, welcome back to the hot seat, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me back. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
Yeah, glad to have you back, Robin. This is Harold. Just go ahead and get started. Bill and I are going to go out for kolache, and we'll let you just tell it all, okay?
Yeah, what's going on with the red snapper season? Because we're seeing 82 days, but there's an if a quota is reached, and then the for hire is not a part of the recreational, and goodness gracious, it's 82 days sounds great. Why can't they just leave it like that, you know?
Well, you're right. 82 days does sound great, especially, of course, coming on the heels of last year where we started out with 3 days and then, of course, got some additional days added, which we're very thankful for.
Right.
This is basically a new working with the five Gulf states. NOAA, National Marine Fisheries Service, is basically allowing us to work under what they call an exempted fishing permit. And each state put in a plan that basically established how they would manage the fishery, and for ours, we're going to keep our state waters open, or at least try to, because we've had that fishery for such a long time. People have built businesses around it and depend on it, so we're keeping that open, or at least, like I said, we accounted for the landings there, and then that allows us to start our fishery June 1 and run what we believe is, based on our estimations, will be about an 82-day season. If we meet our quota earlier, we may have to close down part of that 82-day season. It may have to close early. But the good news is this is a move in the direction of more state management control, and we certainly have 2 years to hopefully both test this out and then put in place something that could be longer term.
Okay. Are you still on the Gulf Council?
Yes. Still serving on the Gulf Council, for the state of Texas, yep.
Biggest concern that states have had is the data that National Marine Fisheries Service has used, and now they're putting that onus back on the states, and we've got an app called iSnapper. How important is that for anglers to report their catch, so we've got something that we can really, hang our hat on?
Sure. From a long-term perspective, these reporting systems that each state has developed one. Ours is called iSnapper, but other states have them too. It's really important going forward, because when we're managing to these quotas, you might need something more real-time than the way our other sampling program is set up. We're not at a point where that's going to be the sole source of data we're going to rely on, but we're certainly relying on iSnapper as well as our surveys, where we have people on the docks measuring fish and talking to wreck anglers each day of the year, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, Robin, I'm looking at this Texas Parks and Wildlife release about this, but it's all here, private recreational anglers, recreational. What's happened to commercial?
Well, the commercial side, of course, is treated differently, and they will still get the percentage quota that they've been getting. Basically, an amount is given that can be caught, and then 51% of that goes to the commercial side, 49% goes to the rec side. And then we've now divided that rec sector, as you mentioned when we started this conversation, the federally permitted vessels are being treated a little differently still across the five Gulf states. And so their season two will start June 1, but it's projected to be about a 51-day season. So if you want to go out with a charter boat or a head boat, you need to make your plans and fit within that 51-day season.
Tell you what, we're up against the mid-portion of the program, and we need to take a break. But there is more to this conversation, and we're going to continue that with Robin Rikers right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Being in a cooperative means having someone at your side, sharing the struggle and the rewards. As the most experienced agricultural lender in Texas, Capital Farm Credit returns most of our profits back to our borrowers. More than $500 million over the last 10 years. Whether you're a farmer, rancher, or rural landowner, we're all in this together. And together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from Federal and Estate cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right, with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
We continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director Robin Rikers. As we were going to the break, we were talking about recreational versus commercial, and then commercial for hire on the recreational side. Want to read something to you folks, and then we'll let Robin respond. Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioner Chairman Ralph Dugan stated that historically, charter boats have been included by NMFS in its allocation for recreational anglers. As a result, I believe it was unreasonable for NMFS to refuse to include the for hire section under the exempted fishing permit offered to Texas. I have advised senior representatives at NMFS that I would vigorously oppose any future effort to privatize the charter sector through the use of individual fishing quotas. To do so would undermine the fundamental linchpin of the North American model of wildlife conservation, that fish and wildlife are public resources. Good for Chairman Dugan's. Why did they carve that out? It's almost like as the states have tried to gain more ability to manage the resource, you guys are still going to have one hand tied behind your back in some ways, aren't you?
Well, we certainly agree with your premise there that we really ought to be managing all the private recreational interests, whether they're on a charter boat or whether they're on their own vessel. The National Marine Fisheries Service chose to basically accept the model of them being still managed under the federal for-hire kind of model that has been going on for the last 2 years. Louisiana and Texas both had included those into our management plans. The other states didn't. The reason the other states didn't is they were doing what was best for their charter boats, trying to get them the most days. And if we had gotten ours pulled in, then they probably would have gotten fewer than the 51 days. And so, at least under this exempted fishing permit, National Marine Fisheries Service wouldn't allow us to bring those in and manage it as one unit. But it certainly speaks to the difficulties. We're going to have somewhere outside of 51 days, you're going to have people on a charter boat setting by someone on a private recreational boat, and the private recreational boat's going to still be keeping red snapper, but the charter boat can't. It just doesn't make sense to manage a fishery that way.
Absolutely. There's other things that we need to talk about. But before we leave red snapper, you said something that, waved a red flag, and that's if we should go over our allocated amount for Texas and the prospect of the year-round state waters being open. Obviously, y'all are aware of that, Robin. What are you doing to protect that aspect?
Sure. The first thing we did was we basically, based on our percentage that we're getting or the amount of pounds we're getting, we tried to estimate, based on past years, what we catch in that state water fishery. And so we pulled that off the top, and then we estimated if we start June 1, how long will that carry us. So we're trying to protect that state water season. It's been, it's been the thing that's allowed for fishing opportunity when we've had these very closed and short seasons. And as you all know, it's opportunity that anglers are after. They want the ability to go out there and hope they catch something. And you know, that's, they then buy licenses, they buy fishing gear, and that's what supports our work that we do here in regards to conservation of those resources.
Yeah, Robin, earlier in the program in our news section, Bill was talking about the theft of an illegal sale of fish out of the Gulf. Do you have any figures or information on that?
Yeah, those cases occur from time to time, and Coast Guard has estimated that we have at least maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 to 700,000 pounds coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, based on some estimations that they've done. It's a large amount of fish. Our wonderful game wardens and along with Coast Guard, National Marine Fisheries Service Enforcement, and all the groups that are trying to handle that border situation down there with those launch of boats that come over, they do just a wonderful job every day trying to interdict those folks and stop that poaching as much as they can.
Two quick questions on offshore before we talk about some inshore topics. We get an extra kingfish now, right?
That's correct. We've changed that bag limit starting from this March to three fish, and of course we're continuing that long term, and that way at the federal level in federal waters that was changed about a year ago, and so we're matching that.
All right, so much attention is drawn to red snapper. What about amberjack? That seems like the stepchild of offshore, where again there's wrangling between NMFS and state water or state management.
Yeah, greater amberjack's been plagued with some of the same kinds of issues we dealt with as this red snapper issue became more difficult. There's also different needs in the western Gulf versus the eastern Gulf. Sound like red snapper, doesn't it? I think the council is struggling with how to both have a fishery in the eastern Gulf and the western Gulf, where you have a quota that if it's met in the eastern Gulf, then those fish never get caught in the western Gulf. And so, we're struggling with that issue. We believe we've set up seasons now where both the western Gulf will have an opportunity to fish and the eastern Gulf will as well.
Got you. Moving to inshore, said earlier in our outdoor report that this is a time of year when truly the Texas coast shines. I mean, while maybe the upper coast is dealing with freshwater, we'll see what the effects of mid and late week rainfall in some of the watersheds of the rivers flowing into our upper estuaries occurs. But this is a time when you can be a little bit flexible, put a boat on a trailer, move around, or hire a charter captain in another area, and you can really get into some good fishing in the middle and lower coast. A lot goes back to trout and red snapper restockings. How is that program continuing?
Yeah, our stocking program is still continuing every year. We've got great folks there working in our hatcheries producing those fish. But most importantly, what you just indicated, too, this is just a great time of year. Shrimp are starting to move out. Those fish are going to turn on. The weather's, of course, wonderful and spring-like right now, and hopefully folks can go take advantage of it. And I've heard really good things about our catch rates on red drum and spotted sea trout looking at our early gill net surveys this year.
You know, what we're also seeing, Robin, is we're seeing increased catches, particularly on the middle and lower coast, where people had not seen our southern flounder. And I know that you all have been trying to do something stocking-wise. What's the update on the southern flounder situation?
Yeah, we're still working on the overall kind of ramping up that stocking program. Had a successful year in getting some of those fish stocked this year. We really want to try to increase that and are doing some things that we think will allow us to increase that. But the other thing that's going to help us here is we had a nice cold winter, and as I think we may have talked about in the past, flounder do better as far as spawn goes when they have that cold winter, and we expect that's going to give us a cohort to really work on for the next two or three years, meaning, you know, the babies that are produced this winter will show up in the fishery probably a year from now, but that'll really help us out.
Well, and the regulatory change a few years back when we could no longer gig, and it was restricted to just rod and reel only. That and the bag limit was reduced. That seemed to has really had a positive response.
Yeah, we've certainly gotten that from anglers up and down the coast, where they were seeing a lot fewer flounder. They report those catches. We see more of those catches, and that's been a positive response.
All right. There's always things that you're working on. There's always challenges that we have not heard about. Just real quick, we got a little over a minute before we have to wrap this up. Real quick challenge of anything that's on your radar on the horizon?
As far as challenges go, just I think us catching up with some of these habitat issues that we continue to deal with, seagrass, oyster reefs. But we're working at it. We got some help from the Texas legislature in regards to some oyster legislation last year that allows us to put more shale back in the water, which is, you know, what that habitat's all about. So we're looking forward to getting caught up on that.
Wow, what a report. That's huge. We've covered a lot of territory, and we appreciate you taking time to be our guest. Our guest today, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, Robin Rikers. Robin, thanks so much.
Well, as always, Harold and Bill, thank you all for having me.
Thank you, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Spring is the season for Jeep brand vehicles, a time to reawaken your outdoor spirit and take advantage of the great deals on our legendary SUVs, only for a limited time at the Jeep Spring Sales Event. Really bloom this season with a luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee. Its sophisticated design and superior capability has helped make it the most awarded SUV ever. Or greet the change in weather and terrain with the available legendary 4x4 capability of the Jeep Renegade. Rain or shine, it's got you covered. And no matter how far your spring adventure takes you, know you can always find your way home in a Jeep Compass, who's rated top of its class in technology and connectivity, giving freedom a whole new meaning. But just like spring, these great deals won't last long. So hurry into the Jeep Spring Sales Event today. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV, based on compact SUV segmentation. OEM website, AutoKnowledge. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News, and it is loaded.
Indeed. I'll take a deep breath here. Going on right now, through the 13th of May, Louisiana Pirate Festival, Lake Charles Civic Center and Seawall, 61-year-old 10-day festival, oldest in the Lake Charles area, one of the oldest in Louisiana. Come and enjoy great live entertainment, sample great Louisiana cuisine, family night, alcohol-free. First ever swashbuckler pirate party, pirate parade extravaganza, fireworks display, children's races, P-Row building contest, arm wrestling, boat parade, more. For information, go to LouisianaPirateFestival.com, May 10th. Lone Star Longbeards chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Bryan. For info, 979-219-0286. Also the 10th, Comal County chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in New Braunfels. Tickets and information, 254-485-5106. Again, the 10th Plano chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Plano. Info, 903-372-6089. May 11, Georgetown chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Georgetown. Info, 512-567-6606.
May 11 to 13, the 2018 In the Water Rock the Dock Boat Show, Redfish Bay Boathouse, Aransas Pass. Olson will be there.
Absolutely.
Come see trial the boat of your dreams at the Con Brown Harbor's Redfish Bay Boathouse. Boats of all sizes, great food, live music, much more. Free parking. Go to redfishbayboathouse.com. And then on May 13th, Mom's Day, right? Take mom outdoors, all right? Please. Anyway, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Then take that Ford truck over to Carter's Country Load up. Here's a great value, the Howa Varmint Bolt Action. These are great, great rifles. And 223, 22, 253, 08, a special deal, only $399.97. By the way, we got 6 months totally free financing going on. The Ruger American Predator, 308 up to 6.5 Grendel, and also the 6.5 Creedmoor, only $399.97. AR fans, the M&P 15 Sport 2 from Smith & Wesson. This is a great AR, $599.97. Of course, for mom, get her a pink stun gun, okay? For $34, 800,000 volts. That'll get your attention. And also, they recommend this for mom, the Warthog V-Sharp Classic 2. That means you're going to use it. But this is recommended by our friend Charles Allen of Knives of Alaska as the best sharpener on the planet, $79.97. Just some of the great values going on right now at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. Be safe out there. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers.